To start the show off, and it's a pleasure to have him here, and that is sit back there and relax, and we have Tyler Beatty.
Hey, Marty, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and just sit back a little bit, and we'll get all these little buttons working there for you.
Okay.
Great to have you up here, Beer Can. Thank you so much for bringing Tyler up. You worked today at Indian School?
I did, yes, sir, over on the other side.
And what did you do today?
I worked on throwing my fastball to both sides of the plate, throwing the sinker and cutter. I got to face Ryan Lawless, Lee, and Arroyo. So some good challenging hitters to face, and it was good. You know, I'm happy with it. I'm feeling good, which is the most important thing, but I'm also executing pitches and feeling pretty sharp at this point in the
year. Boy, Tyler Beatty with us. And, of course, you know, we do these shows every weekend, and the fans, they know everything about you, and they call in all the time. But first-round pick out of Vanderbilt, and you and I chatted a little bit for the website earlier in the week, and I want to refresh some of those questions to some degree.
Sure.
Getting picked by the Giants, number one by the Giants, and you had the College World Series and all that going on. What was all that like when all that went down?
It was really cool, you know. Obviously, the draft is positioned at a point in the college season, which is fairly unique to where we're in the playoffs with Vanderbilt, and then the draft comes around. So it's sort of like you have to shift your emotions to, you know, obviously wanting your team to advance further into the postseason with Vanderbilt, and at the same time, trying to sort of enjoy that moment where you get drafted, and there's a, you know, the dream comes true, and your family's there, and there's so many emotions, and you know, one journey is coming to you know, a certain point, and also at the same time you're still with Vanderbilt and you're still trying to win a College World Series. So you know, in terms of that night, I don't think I could have, if someone asked me, hey, what team you want to be picked by, you know, I don't think I could have picked a better team than the Giants. Yeah. And I love how you know, great they are, just how polite and awesome and cool, great they are with players and development and everything. So I couldn't have picked a better organization, and we went on to win.
No, I agree with you. Tyler Beatty with us, of course, number one pick out of Vanderbilt. But we were talking today a little bit about the clubhouse.
Yeah.
And, you know, years ago, new players would come into the clubhouse, and they'd be a threat to someone's job. And,
sure.
You know, they would isolate them. And this thing is just the opposite. They actually embrace people who come into the clubhouse. Don't you feel that?
Absolutely. It's very palpable. I mean, we walk in, and right away, whether it's Buster Posey or Madison Bumgarner or Matt Cain, from the point that you're in, you get drafted into this organization, they're very welcoming, arms open, especially for a guy in his first big league camp to come in. They're just so open with giving advice and helping you out and trying to help you take your game to the next level, to where you feel no bit of, not the word jealousy, but no bit of hesitation to help you out or talk to you. And it's a really cool feeling, just because of stories I've heard from other organizations. So just to know that this organization is so unique in a great way. It just starts from the front office down, from Bobby Evans all the way down to Posey and Bochy and everything. So couldn't be happier with this organization.
All right, we're glad to have you up here today. All right, now you put on some weight.
Yes,
over
sir.
The winter. And, of course, I can't tell you. You know, what are you, about 6'3"?
6'3", yes, sir.
Very good. See, I'm good at this. I could work in a carnival. You know, 6'3", and what are you weighing in at now?
I'm 222 officially,
okay.
Every
so
day.
So you put on about 25.
Yeah, about 25, 30 pounds.
And how do you do that? Do you eat a lot?
Yeah, well, that's the key, is eating a lot, but at the same time, taking serious your workouts in the off season is another important aspect of it. But yeah, really making sure I was eating the right things, but eating a lot of the right things. So whether it was early in the morning having oatmeal to late at night having a peanut butter sandwich and some milk, just any way to get the calories in was important for me. And you know, it's easy to put it on in the off season, but the most important part is maintaining it throughout the season. And I think with our sports science department, we have a great plan in place to keep that weight on. And I'm just happy with how it's gone so far in terms of how I'm feeling and the way the ball's coming out.
Let's talk about last year. You were, of course, with San Jose, then you went up to Richmond. There's an adjustment. That league is a tough league. People talk about it all the time, the Eastern teams, and you're a Massachusetts guy.
Yeah.
All those Eastern teams load up on their teams in the Eastern League, and you got to see it firsthand. Difference between the Cal League and the Eastern League, what was it like?
Yeah, there's a lot of differences, and you know, I think the biggest thing is obviously the talent of the players in Double A. They're so close to being MLB ready. It's very impressive. And the difference for me was those guys check off very, very good pitches. You know, whether it's an 0-2 curveball or a 1-1 sinker that's a little off the plate, those guys check it off. Whereas in High A, I got more swings and a few more guys chasing pitches. And I think it just comes down to making more quality pitches consistently. And I think there were outings where I was very good, I was very sharp, and then that next outing I wasn't as sharp. So for me, I love that I had adversity and I faced some challenges and had some battles. And for me, I'm always excited to know what I need to do to get better at. So I look forward to next year being back in the Eastern League and being able to, you know, get better at the things that I struggled with last year.
Yeah, it's a great story. Spring training here, I watched you on the mound the first time, and I said, wow, look at that delivery and the way you finish. You look like a guy who's a major league pitcher. I mean that.
Thank you.
What are you working on down here? Because this is sort of our spring training preview, and you've been here, about 10 days, 10, 12 days already.
Yeah.
What are you working on? Of course, you did the live pen, live hitting today,
right?
Live pitching against the hitters today.
Yeah, I mean, 2 weeks here, and I feel like we've already gotten so much work in, whether it be from bullpen mounts to live BP. For me, just trying to tighten everything up, making sure that I'm locating my fastball to both sides of the plate and making sure that my movement on my sinker, cutter, changeup, and curveball are right where they need to be. And for me, when I'm facing hitters, just making sure that I'm throwing quality pitches. For me, it's not about overthinking things. I'm not trying to do too much, but at the same time, getting after it and making sure that I'm repeating everything.
What are some of the things that coaches work with for you?
Well, I think everything just comes down to repeatability and making sure that I'm hitting my spot. So for me, coaches will look at my mechanics and make sure that I'm having a consistent rhythm with the same consistent mechanics. When you talk to Posey, he says, you know, the one common thread between all the dominant pitchers in the game is how they repeat their mechanics. Whether it's a little funky or not, they repeat it, like Kershaw, you know, who has a little bit of a unique mechanics. So for me, when I'm throwing, I just want to make sure that their feedback is saying that it's consistent, you're in a good rhythm, and that you're repeating your mechanics.
Your first bullpen was a lot of fun because, you know, Peavy switched with you and you got to throw to Posey. That would tell the fans about that.
Yeah, it was so much fun. And in the back of my head, I was sort of prepared for that moment. But you can't prepare as much as going through it in real life. So he grabbed me and said, hey kid, you're throwing with me today. And I said, all right, let's do it. And I walked up to the mound as externally poised as I looked. Internally, I was starting to race. I got a little nervous and able to slow things down and make some good pitches to him. And it ended up being a good bullpen, and he had good feedback. So it was fun and obviously an opportunity that hopefully will present itself moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Tyler Beattie with us. Nice of him to stop by on this Sunday. Cueto, Samardzija, Bumgarner, just give me your take on those three guys, just watching them, especially Cueto.
They are the horses in the rotation. They're the best guys in the game right now in terms of the way that they go about their business, both on the field and off the field. Just working or just watching them work and watching them prepare is so impressive, and you start to kind of get a feel of why they separate themselves in the game of baseball, and it's just how they go about their business. But top of the line pitchers and guys who I'm excited about to have in this organization. And obviously, as a starting pitcher, you know, I could take it two ways. I could say, you know, they filled up their rotation. It might not give me an opportunity to be in this year, but at the same time, I can also use it as an opportunity to grow from two of the best pitchers in the game three and use it as an opportunity for me to develop a little bit more in the minor leagues and watch these guys go about their business, and sooner or later, I'll be up there hopefully with them.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you come from Vanderbilt. You know, I'm a Florida guy, so, you know, you almost went to Florida, is that right?
Almost. I was almost a Gator,
but I
needed to be a Commodore.
All right, very good. but, you know, look, Sonny Gray, David Price, you know, you get that, wow, he's from Vanderbilt. Look at those guys. When is he going to be here? Do you ever feel that?
You know, I definitely want to be on the big stage. I want to be a big leaguer, and I want to pitch for the San Francisco Giants at AT&T Park and be able to compete with those guys. But I'm not internally putting any pressure on myself to be a David Price or a Sonny Gray. And I think in the game of baseball, more so than anything, it's a game, and every sport tries to compare you to other people, but I think it's a game where individuality is so important, and for you to make sure that you're just being yourself out there is so important, and it's so important to me. So there's no pressure on me to be, you know, any type of star pitcher, but just more so a good teammate and a guy who just improves at his craft and can be the best that he can be.
Well, exciting. I can't wait to see you. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun to see you. Do you know when you're going to work in some of the exhibition games? I know we start on Wednesday.
Yeah, so we have an inter-squad, three-inning inter-squad game Tuesday.
Correct.
That I'll be working in. So I think
okay.
Those six pitchers that throw in that are guys who will – probably throw a little more towards the fourth or fifth type of games.
Yeah, probably
in spring
the weekend.
Training.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. I mean, every opportunity is an opportunity to get better.
Yeah, it's good. So you threw to Arroyo today. What did you think of that?
Arroyo is a very talented hitter. He has a great swing, and he likes to take the ball the other way. So for me, I was just trying to get him in with some sinkers and just let him work, let him get his swings. I was throwing him fastballs and some cutters and trying to get him off balance as much as I could. That's the name of the game. But he's a very talented hitter,
isn't
and he showed it last year. And I think he'll just continue to improve as he has improved the last few
years.
Yeah,
I like him. 20 years old.
And
he's the expert in video games, as I understand. Is that it?
We have a lot of experts in video games. I'm not one of them, but those guys can play for hours, and they have something that tells them inside, hey, this is something fun to do. But for me, it doesn't click.
But you have your hobbies. Tell the fans a little bit about your hobbies.
Yeah, my infamous hobby is rapping, and I got to do that today in the clubhouse, which is our kind of not our rookie hazing, but our rookie introduction to the team and the coaches of our hobby, and went well. It was nice to get it over with early on because I've been anticipating it. The guys have been kind of chirping at me, hey, you're going to have to do this or that. And it went well. It certainly never thought I would rap in front of Bruce Bochy or Madison Bumgarner, anything of that nature. So really cool opportunity.
That's great. Is it available for radio? I mean, can you?
Yeah, there's a.
No, there, I mean on this show, can you do?
Can I do anything? I don't know if I can do anything right here. We can. Give you the link to the song.
Go ahead.
Top of the World. It's on Spotify or on iTunes. You can just search my name on Spotify and it'll come up Top of the World. So that's what I got for you.
All right, Raf, back at the studio. Let's do our next break. We're going to play it coming out of the next break.
Awesome.
So we're absolutely going to do that. You got to see Willie Mays in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
How about that?
Willie Mays is there every single day, and it's so impressive how energized he is. You know, he interacts with everyone. He's talking to everyone, and he's just so enthusiastic, so positive, and just a big light for the clubhouse. Obviously, one of the legends of Giants history and in this organization, and it's just a common thread within the organization in terms of guys you see in uniform out here, Edgar Renteria and Sean Dunstan, and the list goes on in terms of guys who have been so impactful in this organization, and they just want to come back and filter back in through the system and just help guys out, and it has an impact on younger guys and obviously the older guys too, to just be able to surround themselves with them and just pit their brain. And I think it's a big reason why we're so successful and we have such a great organization.
Did Willie tell you he's going to take you deep?
He didn't tell me personally, but he told Law. He goes, Law goes, hey, I'm a pitcher. He goes, oh, what, righty or lefty? He goes, righty. He goes, oh, I'd hit you pretty good. And they had a laugh, and I just handed him the bat and got it signed for my dad and got out of there. I didn't want to get that attention.
Yeah, no, the usual thing is, how are you going to pitch me? And it's, you know, inside, then a slider away. And the next word is over the right field wall.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Yep.
Terrific. You come from Boston, that area. Were you a Red Sox fan growing up?
I was, yeah. I grew up a Red Sox fan and was able to go to many games at Fenway and some playoff games, too. And my dad, my whole family's diehard Red Sox fans. And my dad was drafted by the Cubs, so I kind of grew up a Cubs fan too. Obviously, they haven't made it to the World Series in a long time, but obviously growing up I was, you know, hoping I'd either get drafted by the Cubs or the Red Sox just because my dad played there, and he'll have the opportunity to come back out here again as he did last year, and it's cool for him to be out here because this is where his career kind of started, and for me to be out here too, it kind of gets him emotional too. So I'm very thankful to grow up around the game of baseball, especially with my dad, who's kind of taught me everything I know about the game.
What position did he play?
He was a first baseman and a catcher, and he tells me all the time he could take me yard, which I don't doubt. I know he's hit balls a very long way, but now when we play catch, he doesn't have great eyes, so he can't see as well. But he still hangs in there. He's a great athlete, and he's kind of allowed me to develop in the game of baseball very,
very
well.
Very nice. Was there a pitcher that, as you grew up or even in college, that you looked at and said, I can learn from him or the way he throws?
Yeah, there were so many. I mean, just in terms of taking certain pieces from each pitcher, that's what I try to do. I looked at Pedro, and I just loved his mentality on the mound and how aggressive he was. And I always wanted to be like Pedro. And then, obviously, for me, it was a lot of Red Sox guys. But Nolan Ryan, too, was in there. Just in terms of the way that they competed, that's something that that always stood out to me. And, obviously, my dad, growing up, taught me to be poised and composed on the mound. Those are the two words he sort of engraved into my head. And so, for me, just watching pitchers, pitchers like Greg Maddux, the way that they kind of went about their That's business, and they were so methodical, and the way they went about their game was very cool, and that's kind of sort of how I tried to model my game, not especially after one person, but many others.
That's terrific. Great background. What did you major in at Vanderbilt?
Organizational management, so sort of a business background degree.
Okay.
Got to create our own major, so it was cool to sort of implement certain different classes in there that sort of piqued my interest.
Nashville.
Nashville,
like
love Nashville, Tennessee. We were talking about it earlier.
Yeah, Bear Can is from Nashville.
Yeah, unbelievable city. And I think right away when my family and I went down there, we just were instantly drew into just the hospitality down there, not only from the city, but from obviously Vanderbilt and Coach Corbin and Maggie Corbin, his wife. And such a great place to be. The campus is so beautiful. The student body is awesome. They're great, great sports fans and baseball fans. So it's a great community down there and a great city.
All right, Tyler Beatty, thanks so much for coming up. A pleasure to have you on. Can't wait to see you. Maybe if you pitch this weekend, we're on. I do Saturday and Sunday.
Absolutely.
So is your dad back in Massachusetts? I hope maybe you could pick up the show and listen to us.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be listening. He tunes into everything and along his drives. He's a driver, and he does some baseball stuff too. So he's always listening and picking things up. So
yeah. If you're on for the weekend, we'll watch you this weekend against Texas or the Dodgers on Sunday. How
Absolutely.
About that?
That'd be awesome.
Tyler, thanks so much.
Thanks, Marty.
Pleasure. That's Tyler Beatty right here on KMBR 680, the sports leader.